Walk this way, you and me, babe. The drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan is somewhere. Andrew Alex is sitting across from me.
What's up?
This is What's Up.
I can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I'm not drinking anymore on weekdays.
Scott Nason.
Scott.
Scott Nason
to Indiana.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
Scott Nason joining us today. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's happening? It's happy to be on your show, Paul. I'm doing great, ready to talk about some football.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, though, in the Scott Nason Eliminator Pool this week, some more first-time losers to add to the losers list, which currently includes Andrew Alex, Nathan Brennan, Trey Lyle, my lovely wife, who actually now is trying to go 0-16, were already eliminated last week. You can add Jimmy Cleveland to the group of losers. You can add Mike McDaniel to the group of losers. You can add Mitch Tischler to the group of losers and Tommy G to the group of losers. Pudge stays in it by virtue of having the Eagles and getting a tie. Scott Nason, what says you?
I love the ties, baby. And boy, that was a fun game to watch right there. But the good news for Philadelphia fans, you're only a half game out of first at 0-2-1. So, hey, I like to look at the bright side of things, Paul.
Okay, so let's just go right to the NFC East as a whole, because when I say as a whole, I mean literally it's a whole, Scott. Like, that is the most putrid pile of football garbage ever assembled in a division, isn't it?
For a long time, I think the AFC North, maybe about 12 or 13 years ago, had a similar type of start, but they had a couple of those teams that actually got above 500. And, well, I'll tell you what, 8-8 is looking very good in this division to win. I mean, really, Dallas should be 0-3. You look at that Atlanta game, which was a bit of a fluke, but coulda, shoulda, woulda. They're 1-2. Washington has not looked good. They've had some key injuries as well. And the Philadelphia, I mean, Carson Wentz, I'm not sure. I still don't see what a lot of people see in this guy. He's never gotten the job done, and he certainly doesn't appear to be doing that. And then, well, the Giants, that's a whole other story right there.
Scott, do you think the Eagles will roll with Carson Wentz for the entire season, or do you think there's a chance Jalen Hurts goes in?
I think at some point you got to start looking at Hurts. I mean, I know Peterson was real adamant that, you know, that would be a knee-jerk reaction, you know. And again, it is week four, and it has been a unique off-season and start to the season. But again, we've seen this from Wentz before. You know, the guy, I don't see it. I think that, you know, obviously this week's game is going to be a little tough out there on the West Coast. But, you know, you go 0-3-1, 0-4-1. You know how Philly is. It's a pretty tough town. I think you got to start looking at Mr. Hurts.
Yeah, that's... I mean, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Scott Nason, our Detroit Lions got off the schneid last week by beating the only team that they seem to be competitive with in the entire NFL, the Arizona Cardinals. This week, they have New Orleans. Gentlemen, by the way, if we're putting together an NFL parlay, New Orleans right now is a 4-point favorite. They are going to crush.
That's a lock.
The Detroit Lions. Scott, how off am I on this one?
I don't know if they're going to crush them, Paul. I mean, granted, with Detroit, you never know what you're going to get. And we did see lots of improvements on Sunday. Defensively, they weren't great, but they weren't terrible either. They mixed up the defensive scheme. Kuda played a lot better, their third draft pick there. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the Lions, and they're playing against New Orleans. New Orleans is going to be pretty upset coming off that game Sunday night, mm-hmm. but I still question Breeze and his arm strength. Michael Thomas, we're not sure if he's going to play. And, you know, I guess all you have to do is pass it to Kamara on the outside, and he's going to dash in here. That's not going to happen every game. So I think New Orleans wins this game, Paul, but I don't think it's a runaway. Detroit, you never know what's going to happen with them, so they're always tough, especially in the point spreads, I think, to watch out. So I like New Orleans, but I don't think it's going to be a runaway.
New Orleans' new motto for this week is Rusev Crush.
I like it.
All right, Scott, 2-0-3 teams going head-to-head this week, the Vikings and the Texans, both really underperforming. We know that the Texans have had a tough schedule. Kirk Cousins just hasn't looked great. Which of these two teams gets off the schneid?
Well, I thought both were getting off the schneid last week, and I was wrong on both ends. You know, this one, again, two teams, like you said, that have over or underachieved very much so. I think because it's in Houston, that's about the only reason I'm picking the Texans. I mean, Minnesota's offense has sputtered. They looked a little better last week, but I still think Deshaun Watson has more weapons right now than Minnesota. And that Minnesota defense, again, boy, they're giving up a lot of points. Young secondary. I like Houston in a close game.
Scott, it's Thursday night. Normally, no matter what, I'm excited for a Thursday night football matchup. This week, though, Scott Nason, I'm struggling to find any reason at all to not watch the replay of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals in lieu of watching this Broncos-Jets game. What do you think?
This is how bad it is for me, Paul. I just deleted off my DVR the last presidential debate from Tuesday. And let's put it this way. I would watch that over this game, and that was horrible to watch in its own right. Nothing in this game intrigued me whatsoever. Fantasy football, maybe a couple players, but I'm not watching it. I'll check the box score in the morning.
Yeah, this one is tough. Nathan, you are... You will, if I give you two guys throwing rocks at each other and tell you that it's sport and it's on the Ocho, you will watch it. Come on. You can't be interested in the Broncos versus the Jets.
We could parlay this into what I'll bring up to you next, Scott. Watching the Jets play last weekend, it's more of a comedy show than a football team. With that being said, I like the under 41. What say you, Scott Nason?
I say the under is looking pretty good right there. You know, Denver, obviously, with Driscoll in there, or is it Driscoll? I don't even know. Is it Driscoll in Denver?
It's Brett Rippon, the nephew of Super Bowl winning quarterback Mark Rippon.
Oh.
There you go, Rippon, exactly. Yeah, not a lot of offense. The Jets can't get out of their own way. It's too bad they don't play the Giants this year. You might have another tie in the league, because I don't see those teams getting wins anytime soon. But, yeah, I say certainly the under looks good. But, you know, the NFL, week to week, you never know what's going to happen. Who knows? Maybe they'll put up big numbers and we'll all be wrong, but I'm still going under.
Andrew posed a question to us earlier this week on buy or sell. Scott Nason, buy or sell, Trevor Lawrence will be living in New York City next year.
No, I'm buying big time, especially with the Lions looking like they might scratch on a couple wins at least this year. But, yeah, the Jets are Giants, no question. Right. Both those teams. You know, Danny Nichols there for the Giants, he's no longer throwing dimes. He's barely throwing nickels. Obviously, Saquon Barkley out for that squad. It hurts them, but they look terrible. The Jets look terrible. Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be a big man in New York. He'll probably go to, or I should say, New Jersey. He'll probably go to one of those two places.
It's true, Scott. It is in New Jersey. Don't
yes, I'll be watching.
People don't forget that. Tonight, or not tonight, the last Thursday, the Jaguars got absolutely rocked by the Miami Dolphins. They have... Kind of surprising after they had nice games with a win over the Colts and then really challenged the Titans in week two. They got to take on the Cincinnati Bengals, where Joe Burrow got his first non-loss last week, a tie with the Philadelphia Eagles. The game's in Cincinnati right now. Cincinnati, a 3-point favorite. Scott, do you think Joe Burrow gets career win number one here, or does Minshew go to 2-2?
I do like Cincinnati in this game. I mean, they've been in every game and close. You know, Cleveland game wasn't as close, but they were in that first game and looked pretty good in the game against Philadelphia. Jacksonville's had a long layoff and going up there. I like Cincinnati. I don't know why, but I like the Bengals to get off the schneid this week.
That seems fair. Scott, nobody cares about this game. Nobody's going to watch this game. Give me some insight. Give me a reason to watch the Colts defense play the Bears defense.
Yeah, Nick Foles, baby. Nick Foles, what does he do? All he does is comes off the bench and rescues games. The Bears 3-0, probably the weakest of the 3-0 teams. I don't think I'm going too much out on a limb there. But you know,
Chicago, put yourself out there to the people,
done
Scott.
Winning game. Indianapolis, you know, they're going to face a little tougher opponent. Defense, I think, scored 3 touchdowns last week, if I'm not mistaken, outscoring most of the fantasy football players that were in. It is going to be a low-scoring game. Weather could be an issue there. You know, I'm going Indy in this one. Chicago has been very fortunate in 2 of their 3 games to win. You look at what's going on in Atlanta. I mean, they can't figure out how to win a game. I like Indy in this one. I know that's going to make somebody in your studio very happy.
The Patriots and the Chiefs, the 4 o'clock game on CBS this week. Bill Belichick and the guys have looked pretty impressive, better than we thought they would, but the Chiefs absolutely rolled last weekend, or should I say on Monday night against Baltimore. Kansas City is 7-point favorite. Do you think the Patriots could keep this close, maybe even get a victory, or is this just going to be another cruise for Pat Mahomes and the boys?
I think it's going to be a semi-cruise. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think New England hangs in there for a while. You know, they have played good football. Cam Newton's doing a good job up there, but boy, when I saw Monday night from Mahomes and what we just have seen in, well, I guess it'll be October at this point when it becomes this weekend, you know, I'm not picking against Kansas City for a long, long time. And even if and when they lose, I'm not going to be picking against them then. They look good. Mahomes is awesome. He gets all the credit. I like Kansas City.
Now, Scott, out of all the mid-afternoon games, the one that's most intriguing to me is arguably MVP frontrunner Josh Allen, and the Bills are actually favored against the Las Vegas Raiders. Who are you taking in this one?
Well, I'll tell you what, Josh Allen, that kid is tough. I love how he plays quarterback. I love what the Bills are doing there. But for some reason, I'm going Raiders in this one. I picked them when New Orleans was out there going out to the Death Star. I think Vegas, even though these NFL teams are supposed to be in the bubble and, you know, you get the likes of Vegas, who knows what's going to happen. Buffalo 3-0. I like the Raiders in an upset.
Scott, first question I have for you. You know, it's starting to get a little cold here in Blacksburg. It's about 55 degrees during the day. So my question for you is, how much snow did you have to shovel this morning?
None yet. Actually, we haven't even seen a snowflake. A little rain, but temperatures around 50. We are expected to see maybe a few this weekend, but hey, we're used to it up here. Nothing we can't handle.
Why'd you leave, Paul? We don't understand.
Scott the Brown.
I'll give you some reasons.
Scott, the Browns and the Dallas Cowboys going head-to-head at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
In related news, nobody cares.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield now 2-1, the Cowboys 1-2. The Cowboys favorites, and for good reason, right?
Yeah, this Dallas team can put up points, that's for sure. You look at what Dak Prescott did last week, throwing for 450 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. Cleveland 2-1. You know, I don't think many people had Cleveland with a better record than Dallas at this stage. I like Dallas because it's in Dallas, but I don't like them by much. I think this game's going to be close. Baker Mayfield, you know, he hasn't thrown for over 220 yards this year against the Dallas defense that he certainly could, but the more he throws, the more mistakes are made, and you've got to have that best two-headed running attack, Hunt and Chubb. If they have numbers like they've been doing, it's going to be Cleveland, but I think Dallas just does enough win Sunday.
All right, so we're running short on time, so we got to get to our eliminator picks. Teams, or rather pickers, if you will, that are still in this thing. Me, 3-0. Scott, 3-0. Brady, Pudge at 2-0-1. Chase, Mood Daddy, Tina up in the chopper, Christian the bartender, and our attorney Spotty, all still in this thing. Some of the picks that have come in so far, Trey's got the Eagles, Jimmy Cleveland's got the Rams, Ravens are big, Brady Pudge and Chase Moo Daddy. My lovely wife, attempting to go 0-16, has taken Washington this week. Feel like that's a pretty good pick for her. She should have another red mark on hers. Andrew, Alex, where you want to go this week, kid?
The Giants are pretty bad. No line, no running game, no wide receivers that anyone would recognize the name of. A bad defense. I'm going to pick the Los Angeles Rams.
All right. the Rams. It is. You are not alone in that pick. Jimmy Cleveland also took the Rams. Would you like to change your pick right now?
No, I'm good with it.
All right. All right. Nathan Brennan, you currently are 1-2 in this thing. You and Trey Lyle are the only people that are competing with my wife for the worst record right now. So, Nathan Brennan, who are you picking to lose this week?
Well, unfortunately, I thought the Falcons wouldn't falcon. That happened.
Yeah.
I'm buying the Rams a lot more than other people. I have them roughly 5-6 in my power rankings. I think I'm going to take the Scott Nason strategy of whoever plays a terrible team, which looks like the Jets or the Giants is a good pick.
Yeah.
Jets actually might win. The Giants are an absolute disaster fest, probably tanking for Trevor Lawrence at this point. Give me the Rams.
I have decided that I am going to employ a very similar strategy. This week, though, I'm going to take one of the third worst teams, or maybe the third worst team in the NFL. I am going to take whomever plays the Washington football team. The line currently is Baltimore by 13.5. You know Baltimore is going to be angry coming off that Monday night loss. Want to prove that, you know, that's just, it's a blip on the radar. So they're going to come out and they're going to, Andrew, I'm sorry, they're absolutely going to put it on the Washington football team.
This is not, doesn't offend me. Don't worry.
Right,
it's not,
right.
not a surprise.
All
right, the worst Trevor, team in the NFL will lose to one of the best.
That is true. I will take the Ravens. Scott Nason, who you got?
I love the strategy. I am imploring that with the New York teams as well, gentlemen. And I am going out to Los Angeles in the brand new stadium. I like the Rams over the Giants. It'll be Daniel Penny's by the time that game's over.
What good ones, guys.
What is he become? What does he become in like week five? Daniel Pesos?
Yeah, I'll have to look at the currency values around the world.
Yeah, whatever the deflated currency or inflated currency of Venezuela is, where bread costs like $10,000.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Scott Nason, where are you doing shows? Where can the listeners get more great content from you and the rest of your band of misfits?
We're doing shows online, and next week we're back on the radio. You can find the podcast of the show at thegamesportshow.com.
Scotty, as always, my man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Scott Nason, he joins us every Thursday here on The Drive.
Hey, Radford, thanks for listening to ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.